Well, where I grew up in Tallapoosa, when summertime came, we all used to go to a place called Vacation Bible School. We'd look up verses in the Bible, make paper cutouts of the 12 disciples, and memorize the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule. I remember once when my class made a big old batch of lemonade to be used by a student preacher at the Sunday sermon. Yeah, we put in lemons and sugar and water, and even though I knew I shouldn't order, I put in some moonshine I got from Uncle Herman. Now that Sunday dawned real hot and dusty, and to say the least, we were all real thirsty, and that seminarian started hitting that lemonade and kept it well in reach. Then to the best of my recollection, for the deacons were halfway through the collection, he stood up and drank from the pitcher and began to preach. Huh. Oh, the things we used to do in Vacation Bible School, when I was just a barefoot boy in Dixie. If my mama had only known even the half of what went home, she'd have cut a switch off of a hickory, she'd have whipped me. Well, he told that Samson didn't take no sass and whipped the Philistines with the jawbone of an ass, but to tell the truth, he got all that just a little mixed up. I can't tell you exactly what he said, but the minute he said it, every face went red, but he just paused and kind of staggered, and then he hiccuped. He gave botanical names for Middies, flora, and told all about Sodom and Gomorrah, and though his speech was slurred, it was very graphic. He used words I never heard back then, and even now I only hear them when I'm stuck in a New York cab in 5 o'clock traffic. Well, the sermon ended, and he didn't rest. He went right into the Gettysburg Address, and then a stirring rendition of Casey at the Bat. He did impressions of Garbo and Gary Cooper, and I tell you, friends, I thought it was super, cause for props, he grabbed the organ player's wig and a deacon's hat. Well, the things we used to do Vacation Bible School, when I was just a barefoot boy in Dixie. If my mama had only known even the half of what went on, she'd have cut a switch off of a hickory, she'd have whipped me. Well, we never had heard any preaching like that, and we never invited that young man back, but to tell the truth, I thought it was a pity. But I heard he gave up preaching that day, and he gave up cussing and lemonade, and went to selling aluminum siding in Yazoo City. Well, the things we used to do in Vacation Bible School. Well, I gotta go now, folks, but someday you're gonna have to get me to tell you about the time me and Arlo Wickett put electric eel in the baptismal pool. Woo! Boy, I tell you, that preacher had no more than stuck his big toe in there when he commenced to walking on the water. Woo! I mean, it was downright inspirational, friends.